So I'm with the artist Joe Armstrong, who's painted this painting, and we've got, it's like a walk in the woods with bluebells. Just tell me about the inspiration for this.
The inspiration for this painting was harking back to when we had a small dog. My daughter, my wife and I used to go for walks in Scoria, and there was a particular little wood there, which in the beginning of spring was full of bluebells. So one day I thought to myself, wouldn't it be nice to have a sort of a memory of that? So I decided to paint a bluebell wood, which I gave to my mum as a present. And since then, I've sort of, people have asked me if I could do another one. So every now and again, sort of every time spring comes around, I do about two or three bluebell wood paintings, and they all seem to sell really quickly. So
I mean, everyone loves bluebell woods. It's one of the marks of this country's woodland. But one of the things that sticks out to me is actually how beautiful the tree trunks are.
I like to think I sort of try and paint semi-abstract. So although I'm painting trees, I just try to keep them as really quick marks. I start with like a really dark colour and then start adding light drags with a palette knife over the top of it and then build up to the highlights on the tree.
When you think back to those walks with the dog in Scoria Woodlands, is this always how you see it, or is this just your almost dreamlike representation of your walk?
Yeah, I think I'm trying to show people how I remember the feelings that I had when I was walking through the woods, and also how I see it through my own eyes, you know, my sort of my abstract way of looking at things. I try not to be too illustrative, you know. I like to just allude to the colours and the feel of the, you know, the areas that I'm painting.
Just tell me a little bit how you choose your colours for this style of painting.
That's quite an interesting question, actually. I read a long time ago that Van Gogh only used about 7 colours. And when I first started painting, I said to myself, right, I'm going to see if I can stick to some base colours. So I do have a sort of a certain yellow, a blue, a red, and sort of a violet colour that I use, along with white. And I never use black, only dark blue and dark green.
Someone looking at this picture, what sort of emotions would you like them to get from it?
I'd like them to feel breeze, the spring sunlight coming through the trees, the feeling of space, you know, space around you, nobody else in the woods apart from you, and just that lovely feeling of hearing, listening to the birds singing.